needs of a chaymer, of a chaymer. A chaymer is 30 soim, which is a base kur. So kitza, if you're makdish a base kur of property, chamishim shekel kesef. Later, when you want to be poyder at the buy at the back, wolf hegdish, you only have to pay very cheap, just 50 shkolim. A special gzeras of kosef. The Rashbam says, Kirichsid, the bottom Rashbam, Kirichsid, the Pesach says, V'yim mizdeach uzosa yaknish ish la'ashem, v'oy erkecho lefi zera zera choy mesorim, v'ahinu beis kur. The Pesach says, chamishim shkolim, you only have to pay back 50 shkolim for this property that you could plant on it, a zera, a choymer amount of zera, of vali, which is a beis kur. A choymer is 30 so.
Yeah.
So that's balacha, a special deal. Now, what's going to be hoyu shom nikoyim amukim yud? This property, when you were makdish it, you makdish your base kur property. In the middle of the property, there are a few ditches there. Hoyu shom nikoyim amukim yud. Yitaka had ditches deep 10 tefachim. Oy sloyim gvoyim yutfachim. On the middle of this property, he had like killed stones sticking up 10 tefachim high. What's balacha? Halacha is ein nimnodadin imo. They're not included in this sale property. In other words, these things that the Rambam explains has halacha by itself. It's considered like you are makdish this ditch by itself, and therefore when you want to redeem it, you're going to have to go according to the price of this ditch itself. You can't have a cheap deal anymore. It's called a property by itself. It's called like a land by itself. And when you pay the rent, redeem it, you have to pay the full price, how much it's worth. We'll soon see why. That's going to be the kashis. What about pochus mikan? Let's say in this big field that you are makdish, there are some ditches there, or else there are some hills there that are less than 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep. Then the locher is nimod denimo. It's considered part of the field, it's part of the field, and it has the locha to be paid there as part of this field with this extra special deal, special sale, you only have to pay 50 shkolim, that's all. Now the question is, v'yamai, why, lekachu b'yanfeinav shayu? Just like you say in our Mishnah, when you sell somebody a base kur offer, you do not mean to include a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep. Why not? Of course, it's like a piece of property by itself. So now when a person is makdish, this big field, so he was like makdish, like two fields, like. He was makdish the plain, the flat land that you could plant on. And it's also considered like he was makdish these ditches here. So good, it's like a field by itself, but so what? Even though you're makdish like a field by itself, when you come to redeem it, still let it be like a field. So still you should have the cheap price. Why not? That's the question. Why don't you have a cheap price on this also? The most kasher is, V'yamai lekatshu b'yan penav shayu. Let it be kodesh by itself. That the Rashbam says. Kleimar. In main rights to the modern email if we shane saw the kashuva, since you're saying it's called like a field by itself, if Nayatsumon, Vyachal lifta she could point the Kolech of Yachav of Nayatsumoi, Kishamakdish they saw the Shachlotas Zebloise. In other words, it's like you're makdish two separate fields. So, just like when you're makdish two separate fields, you could redeem each one separately. Here also, let's say you're redeeming the big field, and now redeem the small field, but you should also have a cheap price. Why does it say here on this ditch you have to pay full price when you redeem it? So the verse says, "V'chitay." Maybe you want to answer me. Kivon the loyheve base kur. Maybe since it's only a small ditch, true, it's yutfachim deep, but it's not the width of a base kur like kitchu. Maybe then it doesn't have the special halacha to be paid it with a cheap price. So the verse says, "No." V'atanya, we learn clearly. Sodet. Pasuk says, if you makdish a soda field, matam lo, what did I have to say it for? Lefi shenem, because the pasuk really says, it says, zera choy mesorim bechamishim shekel kesef. That's the special pasuk here, that if somebody is makdish a field, the size of a base kur, which you could plant in that field, a choymer, this amount of seeds of barley there,
So even though the property is worth a lot of money, when you come to redeem it, when the owner comes to redeem it from Hegdish, he only has to pay 50 shkolim. Now, ein li yelo she Hegdish bin yinzeh, maybe only when you were makdish to complete base kur. When you makdish this big field, and then you come to redeem it, maybe then you have the big reduction, you only have to pay 50 shkolim. Minayin, how do I know though, l'rabbis to include even cases of lesach, that's half of a base kur, 15 soyim, v'chati lefach, a quarter of that, a saw, even one saw, tak of even a smaller amount of property, v'chati tak, even a smaller amount of property, but how do I know, even though no matter how small the property it is, still, when you come to redeem the property back, when you buy it back of Hegdish, you have the special deal. It's the proportion of 50 shkolim to a base kur. You have the same deal proportionally. How do we know it? Talmud Leim is Soda. That's why the Pasuk says an extra word, Soda. Mikom Makom. Any type of a field. Any type of a field that's a base achuza that belongs to you or your father, not that you bought something new, but it's inheritance. Such a field that has this special reduction according to the proportion of 50 shkolim to a base kur. So if you makdish a smaller property, you get it at a much cheaper price. Says so, the question is here, why do we say? So why do we say here, when you makdish your field, if you have ditches there, or if you have big siloim there, when you come to redeem them, you can't pay the cheaper price, even if it's called the field by itself, let it be like you makdish another small field. And a small field also you get the special reduction. So my answer is like this. Omar Rav Ukva, Omar Rav Ukva Bachoma, he answers, you know what we're talking about over here? Hocho Binakoyim Malayim Mayim Askinim. Here we're talking about that these ditches were full of water. That's what we're talking about. Not an empty ditch that you could plant and seed there, but full of water. The lav b'nei zriya ninu, that they're not fit to be used for plantation. In other words, that the Torah says a special deal, that when you come to redeem, when you are makdish a soda field, means a field that's fit to be planted on, the plantation. So if you makdish such a field, then there's a special deal, when you go to redeem it later, you get a cheap price. But here that this ditch was full of water, if it's full of water, it can't be used for planting, therefore it's not doesn't have the special reduction. So that's the type of a ditch we're talking about over here. And the Mora says, they can now bring you a proof of this also. Tiktonic, because it says, Dum you the sloyim. It says, just like a sloyim. What are sloyim? Stones. So shmamina. That just like a stony property, like you have a high stony, a tent fochim, you can't plant on it. So it says, Nikoyim, Dum you the sloyim. So just like the sloyim, these stones here are not fit to plant on, the same thing we're talking about, the ditches that were full of water, it's not fit to plant. Therefore, you can't be paid to it at a cheap price, but rather you have to pay the full price. For the Gemara Yehoch, if that's what we're talking about over here, this case of Hegdish, in the Gemara Nerechin, if so, Yehochi, afilu pochus mikanami. If so, even if the ditch is less than Yutvachim, but if it's full of water, it's not fit to plant with. So again, it should not be called part of this field. So why do you have a cheap reduction? Gemara says no. If it's less than Yutvachim deep, I tell you, Hanu, Nigoni da Arya Mikri. It's like the cracks of the land. In other words, every land, it's not 100% flat. Every land has some cracks inside it. So as long as the crack is less than Yutvachim deep, that's called part of the land. Even though it's not fit to plant on, it's still called part of the land. It's like bottle to the land. And since this is one big land that you can plant on most of the land, it is the Hegdish is chal, and it can be redeemed at a cheaper price. The same thing, the stones there, Shedrei D'Arya Mikra, like the backbone of the land. In other words, every land has some hills. So as long as it doesn't go up Yutvachim, it's less than Yutvachim, they're called part of the ground, and therefore it's like bottle to the ground. That's Pshan this Mishnah Nerchin. Therefore, if you makdish this field, if the ditches are Yutvachim deep and are full of water, when you go to redeem them, you have to pay full price.
But if the ditches is less than Yutfachim, then the Stakas Svara, that it's called butter to the ground. That's called like a holy ground. Or it's called the ground that has a Shedra, the bumps of the ground. Right. Yeah.
How big is it? Hmm? How big is it? 4 inches. Right. My. Now the Gemara says this. Omer Papa says, Omer Papa, Afal Pi Shein Malaya Mayim. No. He says no. Papa says no. That even when you makdish this field, and again, it had a ditch in the field, and the ditch was Yutfachim deep. So he said now that this ditch, when you go to redeem it, you have to pay full price. You don't have the cheap reduction. So question is, why not let it be called a field by itself? So first we want to answer, it's full of water, you can't plant there. But Papa says, no. Afa pi shein milayim mayim. My timer, what's the reason then? Ein adam reitza shiten moisav b'mokam echad v'yir aloi kishnayim u'shleishim akaymus. A person does not want to spend money and to say his field looks like two or three places. Would I skip some Gemara? 1 second.
No, you have to.
Yeah. I think the Papa now is not going back to Esau, but back to our Mishnah. The Papa is now saying Pshan our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, though, Yeah. The Papa here is coming to answer the Mishnah. Yeah. What?
No.
Mishnah now. The Papa is saying like this. Again, the Mishnah said a Svara that when you sell somebody a base Kurofer, if you sell somebody a property, so if there's a ditch there, Yutfachim deep, it's not included. So one Svara, since it's full of water, it's not fit to be planted, it's not included. And Papa says, no, even though in our Mishnah it's not full of water, still, and you could use it to plant inside it, it's not called part of the sale. My timer, ein adam roitza shita, my person doesn't want to give money, but maka mechod, v'yirulai kishnayim ishlashim akaymas. Like, I'm paying money now, good money, to buy a field. I want to have a good field here. I'm buying a big base kur. So therefore the Mishnah says, if in this base kur, there's a hole, Yutfachim deep, we say it's not included in the sale. Even though you could use that hole, you could plant there. But the mice, it looks like two fields. Looks like you have one field above, we have the plain field, and then in the middle you have a big ditch there that truly could go down. But it looks like two fields. So that's a smaller person does not buy, he doesn't pay money to buy such a type of a field. That it should look like two or three fields. Therefore it's not included in the sale. Maskev la Ravina vodumi disloim ketani. No, the Mishnah also says in a case when you have holes yutfachim deep, or you have saloyim, you have the stones yutfachim high. So the Mishnah says one like the other. So masloim, just like stones, lav benezriyaninu, a big stone, that we understand. If what you say in the Mishnah, I want to buy a few a base kur offer. I want to buy for you a big shetach land that I can plant on it. So in the middle of the land is a big stone, yutfachim tall, that I can't use for planting. That's not called part of the sale. So Mishnah says a big stone and also a ditch. So chura they mean alike. So just like the stone is not fit to plant on, the chura talking about a ditch also that's not plantable. And what's the case talking about? That it's full of water. So chura, it's not like Rav Papa. The chura Mishnah only means in the case the ditch is not included in the sale because the ditch was full of water. Tzemura says no. Apokanami Yadlavne is really. Tzemura says no. Kikatani Duma Disloyim Apokas Mikan. Maybe no. That the Mishnah sells them together, it only means when they're smaller. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That I'm selling you this land if the ditch is smaller than Yutfachim, and even though that's the Chiddush. Even though it's like a hill that's less than Yitzchakim Haim, even though this ditch is full of water and you can't use it for planting, still it's included part of the sale. Since it's less than Yitzchakim deep, that's a normal sale. A normal sale is there are some holes in the land
like we said, as part of the cracks of the land. That's the Chiddush the Mishnah says. Ve'enachnami. On the Yod Tzad, when we say that it is Yud Tfachim deep, that it's not called part of the sale, Lav Dafka, because there's water there, and you can't plant there, the Prophet says no. Even though it's empty, and even though you could go down in the ditch and plant in the ditch, still it's not included in the sale. Because when I buy a piece of property, I want it to be like one piece of property. And here, if it's a ditch that's yutzfachim deep, it looks like two pieces of property. That's not called part of the sale. That's where Papa is Mechadish. All right, turn over. Mishnah.
If it's less than Yutfachim, then Lamais is called part of the sale. The Omer of Yitzchik says, Tarshim Shomru. That the Mishnah says, if I say I'm selling you a base kurofer, I'm selling you a big piece of land for planting, so even though there are small ditches inside the land, it's included in the sale, I can get away with it. That's what the Mishnah says. If it's less than Yutfachim deep, it's okay. So the Yitzchak says he should know, Tarshim Shomru. That our Mishnah says there could be small ditches included, based on Boris Kabin. Only if altogether it's not more than Dalit Kabin. It's not more than Dalit Kabin of small ditches, then it's okay. But Mashma, once you have a larger amount of small ditches, that if you add them all up together, it's Dalit Kabin, then no. That's called the Mekach Toris. I mean, he doesn't mean to sell that. That's not called part of the sale. So many small ditches are no good. But there's an amount of how many small ditches you can give me. Up until Dalit Kabin. But once there are Dalit Kabin worth of small ditches, even though each one is less than Yitzfachim deep, still it's not included in the sale. That's what Reb Yitzchak says. That's a small, like it's such a bad field. I don't want these bad ditches here. Omar Rav Ukva Bar Choma Vushem of Loyim B'chamisha Kabin. These Arboyas Kabin has to be though like they're pretty close together. In other words, if you have four Kabin worth of them within an area of five Kabin, because if it's spread out all over the different places, that's not so bad. It's only so bad if you have four Kabin in a Shetach of land of five Kabin. In other words, if within five Kabin the area of five Kabin, how much you could plant five carbon of seeds, in that small area, there are four carbon there of ditches, then it's not included. But if it's spread out more than that, then even though it could be more than arba carbon, still it's included in the sale. Rav Chia bar Abba Omer Rav Yechanan Vushim of Loyin Berubish Osoda. Now there it has to be that these things are swallowed up in the rive of the field. In other words, not that it's in one little place, but it has to be, it's swallowed up like these ditches are, you know, all over the field. Has to be in rove of the field. And on this, Boyer Rav Chiyab, he has a question even, Baraba, what's going to be Ruban Bimiyuta? You have rove of these ditches is in a small amount of the field. Or Miyuta, then a small amount of these ditches, Baruba, is in the majority of the field, Mao. That's Teiku. In other words, Vushim of Loyim means, like, when do we say the Mishnah say it's good? It has to be that these ditches are, like, spread out. It's Muvlat, swallowed up and rove with the field. That's the question. Does it mean all of them or a majority of them? Is a majority of them enough? If we have a majority of them, that should be enough.